I'm on the top line of Lamed Beis. We're in third gear today. Let's go. Omer Reb Chama b'Reb Chanina. Il mole sholesh mikrois halol ufnat v'ditzri psukim. Difficult idea, which seemed to imply that Hashem could help us with the Yetzirah, or it's sort of quote unquote his fault that he put us in Yetzirah, gives us a little out. Nismotatu raglem shoshona Yisrael, with the Yidden would be in serious trouble. As Rashi says, Nismotatu would collapse in the Mishpot. But now we have a shtikel pischan pet and say, you gave us the Yetzirah. Chadich siv asher harayoisi, that we had yesterday, not here, but wherever we learned it. I made you bear, I mean, I gave you the Yetzirah. Chadich siv hine kechoyme biyara yoitze, kenatem biyodem beis Yisrael. So I'm in control. We had it back there. An implication that he could, it's sort of his fault, and he could get us out of it. Had a futsu pchira. It's a very deep discussion. That's the truth. But we'll leave it at surface right now. Rav Papa mehocho, v'sruchi atem bekir gechem, v'yosis es shevuchu kaiteleichu. Again, I can sort of make it that you'll listen to me. V'am ablezem moishi itiyal dvorem klape mailo. Moishe Rashi and Sitir means Zrik. I mean, he sort of, it's a chos getan into Hashem. He talked sharply to Hashem. How did they translate it? It's flung words. He threw words at it. Shenema, we had it before. Chana also. Chana spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sort of threatened, if you don't give me the child, I'll become a Eshe Soito. It was tiny with Hashem. She was talking, you know. Shenema, Vayispala Moshe El Hashem, Al Tikri El Hashem, El Al Hashem. Oh, I mean, he threw things at Hashem. She came to the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Karl Alf and Ein Lion Alf. Oh, the Rebbe Yanni, where do we see? The Rebbe Yanni Amre Mehoch V'dizov. In the beginning of Dvorim, it says, V'dizov. What does it mean? My V'dizov. Amre, the Rebbe Yanni, Kachom Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he sort of tainted on Hashem. It's sort of your fault. I can't say words like that, but that's what it, that kind of thing. Ribbono Shel Olam, Bishul Kesef V'zov, Shishpat L'Am Yisroel. Rashi brings in Chumash. He gave them so much at Sheomru Dai. As enough. D. Who Gorim Shosu So Egel? That is, when they have too much, they didn't get in trouble. We'll see that now in many different forms. Amri De Rabbiane, Ein Ari Noihe Mitach Kupo Shel Tevin. The lion doesn't get villed and do damage when he's on a weight loss diet of Tevin. He's telling Mitach Kupo Shel Bosa, when he's full and he feels good. Then he gets wild, the lion. Amar Baisha, Moshalod, Shaisla Pora, Khusha. She was very skinny, I guess. Ubala Sevor, it was a big animal, but she was skinny. Shvach. Echilo Karshinim, he fed her animal food. Then she started kicking him. Again, the idea that when a person is satisfied, that's when we get in trouble. That Amar Law, he says, Migoram Law Shatemavad, this be, what caused you that you're kicking me? El Kashim Shachal Ticha. This that I fed you, the food I fed you, caused you to kick me. Same idea, you, Hashem, you were mashpi on the Yidden wealth, and that made them kick back and do the eagle. This is the famous Rosh, everyone uses the Rashi brings also. He had a son, he made him up, he made him smell nice, he fed him, then he put a wallet full of money in his around his neck. What do you want from the kid? That's what people say. Molly Krese, a full stomach, zonibishe, is a bad type of thing. To be too full is not good. They passion and they were satisfied. By Yoram Libom, they became Baligaiva, Al Kain Shechuni, so they forgot me. Rav Nachman Ramahocho, Virom Livovecho, Vishochachto Sashem, Rabbon and Ami Mehocho, Vochal, Visova, Vidoshem, then Ufon, Elohim Acherim. Iboy Same Mehocho, so the same idea. By Yishman Yishurun, by Yivot. When we're too full, when we have too much good, we begin to rebel against Hashem. Omer Shuba Nachmeni, Omer Bienes, Minayin Shechosa, Kodesh Borg, Vahoydalol Moshe. So to speak, that Hashem said, you're right. Again, difficult what it means, but Shenemar, a posuk in Hosea, the kesef yibesi lo, v'zov osu labal. I gave them so much, they took the zov and made it into the eagle. That's portion how they're learning the portion. Adab Hashem Moshe, leich reit. by the Egel. He sells him Lech Reid. As the Mashur points out, it doesn't say, it says often in the Chumash, Lech Reid, it's Lech Reid and do this. It doesn't say Lech Reid and do anything. So the Chazal Adashing, he meant to sell him, go down. You're falling. My Lech Reid, Omer Rebbe Lozo, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Moshe, Reid Migdulascha. You go down from your high position. Why did I give you the position? Now that they were choite, where the Bach is a little bit gearsa, lomelo chogedula. What do you need the position for? Miatosh ashkoichel shal Moshe. He became weak. V'lohoyelo koyach ledaber. He couldn't speak. He knocked him out of the box. But then Hashem opened the door. V'kevin and she'omar. Since the Gemara is going here, we're going back and forth from two parshas about the Egel. We're just in Kisis. Now we're going to the parsha in Dvorim about it. Shenema heref mimeni v'ashmide. Hashem, Moshe was quiet. He didn't have what to say. Hashem says to him, heref mimeni v'ashmide. Drop it and I'll destroy them. Hashem was being meramis to him that you could do something. He didn't say I'll destroy you. He says, heref mimeni, let loose. Release, and I'll, except meaning, if you don't release, you could stop it. He was meramis to Moshe that you have what to do. You have mokim here. Oh my Moshe, you heard that? Dovazet toli be. Obviously, if he told me every for many vashmidim, it's biyodi to save the situation here. Miyad omad v'nischazik v'tvilu bikesh rachme. Moshe lemelech bosu v'dom shekos al benoy. He got angry at his son. He was sitting him hard. As this, the king was hitting his son, was sitting the king's friend right there and seeing the whole thing happen. He was afraid to say anything. I'm a chepo with the king. If not for the fact that my friend was sitting, I would kill you. So the friend understood that he has some to say over here. Omar, so the front said, the Oyev said, Dover said, Toli V. Obviously, he's giving me the opening to say something here. Miyad Omar Vihitzilo. Vato Anicholi Banki Sis Hashem, another interesting law. Vato Anicholi, let go of me. Viyicharapi Bohem, I'll get angry, I'll destroy them. That's Oskle Gagod. Omar Rebabo, Ilmole Mikro Kosuv. If the Pesuk wouldn't have said it, we couldn't say such a thing. The Gemara Chazal understood, let go of me. The Gemara understood whatever it means. Moshe Rabbeinu had grabbed onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melamish Tofso Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was grabbing him. Kodem Shetofi says Chaveru Bebigdol, he was arguing with him. I'm not letting go. Achetimchol v'tislach lohem. V'esoysel goygodol. You'll make me into a foe, you'll knock them out. Now, he just said before that, he mentioned office. So we know that he was dealing with the office. A chair that's resting on three, the Klal Yisrael that's resting on the schus of the three office. And they can't get past you, and you get angry, you destroy them. So you'll make a nation out of me. So what's the design? Certainly you won't be able to hold. Yeah, the funny Kal V'Chaim, as you'll point out, I mean, once the people be from Moshe, it's really four, because they have the Ovis also. What it means to say is, in other words, the schus of Ovis of the three should have saved Klal Yisrael. If that's not going to work, then me being there is also, making a new people out of me is not going to work either. Not only that, I'm going to be embarrassed. What's it going to look like over here? You're telling me, stop, let me destroy them, I'll make you into a big people. It'll be, I acquiesce to your decision. Sounds like that's what I was asking for. That was my political ploy over here, you know. I was the leader, I was in charge, I didn't save them. Why? Because I wanted to make a new people that I would be the top of them. I'll be embarrassed for my those who came before me. Look at the leader that he put up on top of Klal Yisrael. So he didn't ask for Rachmim. He didn't ask for Rachmim, and mainly got himself his own people. Moshe davened. We say on every time. The Chazal have six pshotim, five or six pshotim in the word Vayichal. Omer Rebbe Lozor, one second. Milamed she'omad Moshe betfilo lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shehechelehu. Is Rashi learns here echelei miloshen hiftzir bo, meaning he didn't let go. He was nudging him until he pressed him. Rovo Omar ibayechals miloshen yechal el dvoroi. Omar ad shehefer lo nidro, until he took off the heter hefer, whatever one is over there. He took off the nether. I mean, the nether that Hashem had taken, so to speak, to destroy Klal Yisrael. Ksiv hocha vayichal, uksiv hosam lo yachal dvoro. And from there we learned the idea of HaTorah Sanhedrin. V'om amar huayna meichel, aval acheirem meichel lo. Lo yachal dvoro. I can't go up against my own words, but somebody else could get rid of them. That's what we learn HaTorah Sanhedrin. Vayichal moishel. That's what it means. So to speak, he was matted in the nether of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel omer, milamit shemosar atzmo lemiso aleyem. He learns Vayichal Miloshen Cholo, corpse. He went as far as giving his life for Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Vim Ayin, Mecheinino, Misifrucho, Asher Kosov.
That's
Miloshen
Cholo?
Yeah, Leon Trash. And the famous Remez, Taki's not in Pashas Tetzave, which is the Pasha right before this. When they say from Goyin, it's in the back of the Gemara, B'Shem Epshel Katznelboy, in the same Cheshman, that Tetzave has 101 psukim. And the nister of the name Moshe is 101. If you do the gematria, now you do those gematria, the nister, it's called, it's mem. Mem is written mem, mem. So the second mem is the nister. And shin is yud nun, the nister. And hey aleph. So you have mem. Shin, you have mem, yud nun, that's 100, and the aleph is 101. The nister of the Shem Moshe is 101. And the tzav is 101. Psukim, that's where he's not there. Okay. Omar Rav Nocha Poshuk, Nocha Pshat. Omar Amar Yitzchak Malam Shehechlo Aleihem Midas Rachamim. He brought it down. Vayichal. He brought down the Midas Rachamim. Kamo Yochulu Al Roish Yoyev. Come down on his head. Rabbanan Amri Malamit Shoma Moshe Zekodesh Baruch Hu. We burnish the Moshen Chulin like Cholila. We say. He said that Shem Cholila Chasana Zazak. Like Avraham Avinu said by Stoim. Cholila Lo Chayes Chulin Lo to do such a thing. Chulin Lo Miaseis Kadover Azeh. One more pshat. Vayichal Moishes Pnei Hashem Tanya Blaz Agod Loimem Melamit Shomer Moishes Betfilah Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was such davening, exerted himself such at sheachzoso achilu. Vayichal Moishes achilu. He got this thing called achilu. What's achilu? My achilu. Omer Belaz Eishal Atzomis. Fire in the bones. My Eishal Atzomis. By Ishtik Garmi. It's in the Chumash Shabbat all the time. Kadachas. Some sort of a disease. A very high fever. It's in the, we'll have it this week in the Teuchah, Shechevers of Bakadachas. Some sort of very high fever, Zach. Schor Lavrom, the Yitzhak Yishlava Decho, Asher Nishbat Olohem Boch. Right, I think Rashi brings the Chumash. You were Nishba in you, Rashi says, because by the Kedesh they'd be Nishbati, told Avrom, and then he repeated, by Yitzhak and by Yankiv. Omar Reblozer, Omar Moshe of Zekodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalei. Ilmolin is batul lehem b'shamayim v'oretz. If you had sworn in shamayim v'oretz, that's einzach. Ho yisiyoyime, kshem shu shamayim v'oretz p'teilim, kashu oscho p'teilim. But, achim is batul lehem b'shimcha godl. You tied it into you, then there's no out. Mashimcha godl, chay v'kayim liyoylem lo me'alom, kashu oscho kayem sloylem lo me'alom. Vatedaber aleyem, interesting post. Vatedaber aleyem, arbe, you said to them, arbe es zarachem, kichoych v'yashomayim. Now, Moshe is talking what Hashem said. So he should have said, "Vatedaber aleihem, abez arayim Hashem v'cholorot zoyis asher amarto, hay asher amarto, asher amarto meboyele." What you said to them, Omer Rebbe Lozor, splitting the pasuk. Akan divrei Talmid, bikan voil divrei Rav. Meaning, it stops. Moshe is saying, "Vatedaber aleihem, abez zarachem kichoy hashomayim." End of Moshe's thing. At that point, Hashem is picking up. He's already agreeing with him. You're right. V'cholort says also, Sharamarti, I'll give them. It's not all Moshe there. It's taka. Moshe is finished by Kichoyf Yashomayim. Reb Shmuel Banachmeni, Omer, no. Eilu el divya Talmud, keep shooting the post. That's all what Moshe said. Elokach Omer Moshe, of Nakodish Baruch Hu. Reboine Shalom, Dvorm Sharamarti, Li, Leich, Emor, Lohem, Li, Yisrael, Bishmi, Halach, Divamartlam, Bishim, I said it. In other words, Then you told me to tell them Chol Zos, and I said it. In your name, I said it. What should I tell them now? Again, a difficulty. Pshut on the posuk here. There's no problem at all. Mi bilta yecholas Hashem. Yecholas is a noun. That's how Rashi learns a chumash. Mi bilta yecholas Hashem. So when Moshe is talking there by the Meraglim, if you'll destroy Klal Yisrael, the goyim will say you don't have the koyach to take them. Mi bilta yecholas Hashem. You don't have the ability, the capability. That's a posh pshat over there. The Gemara is understanding it as a verb. You can't. Then you got a problem because Yecholas is a losh in the cable. It's a tough. You should build a yochel. And my short time is the Gemara is not going with the pshuto because if it's a noun, it should have said, me built the Yecholas Lashem. There is no ability or capability to Hashem. Me built the Yecholas Hashem, the Chazal understood it as a verb. If it's a verb, it's an akeva type form. Yochel, yochel Hashem, eboyele. That's what they're going to say. Toshash koyche kine kevo. You got shvach as vishol vein yochel atzil. Oma kodesh bochel le Moshe. Interesting discussion. As Moshe says to Hashem, if you don't take him into Eretz Yisrael, you wipe them out in the Midbar. The goyim will say, and you became like a kevo. Also, lishki koyach to take them into Eretz Yisrael. Says Hakodesh Bo. They're going to say, I don't have koyach. They saw what I did in Mitzrayim. They saw what I can do. I like ro nisim gvush or sislam alayam on the yam. Up against one melech, Mitzrayim, that Hashem could deal with. But when you had to go up against the 31 melochim in Canaan, then already they're going to say you didn't have koyach. Where do we see that Hashem taka was maskim, so to speak? We'll soon come on Yom Kippur. It's a big theme by Yosalach the Kid Vorecho. But the Gemara is going to keep short that posse. What's going on in Biach? Moshe says, forgive them. V'chulei, v'chulei. Yosalach Zogim, v'yamalo, Solachti. What do you mean, Kid Vorecho? What's that, Kid Vorecho? Solachti. And I'm saying, Kid Vorecho, you're talking right. You're tiny that they're going to say, if I don't do it, they're going to say, Mebilte is right. Tone the very, Kid Vorecho, Asidim umasoilim lomakein. Ashrei Talmid Sherabo Moideloi Vulam Chayoni Omarav Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Malamich Olam Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Moshe Hechisani Bidvarecha. You sort of Rashi, take a look at the Rashi. Hechisani Bifnei HaUmos. In other words, can difficult to understand these conversations, but that you're right. I would have looked weak in the eyes of the goyim. Hechisani, you put me back where I belong. Klapi the Umos. Now they see who I am. Dorish Rabbi Simloi. Which we already had. We just had it yesterday. The small arena of Alatfila from over there. I think there was another marker for it, no? Yeah. The small arena of Alatfila on yesterday's blot. There was another marker for it here from Moshe. That first you give Hashem at Hashem, then you ask for what you want. The big tefillah, Moshe, taknu tefillahs. The biggest tefillah probably in the whole Chumash, anywhere. But how does he begin his tefillah? That was his plea to go into Eretz Yisroel.
The Gemara means the same thing,
because
the Gemara used to use a different
lashon. What do you mean? Yeah, but the same thing, you know? Yisbalah there means...
Yeah, it means the first three brachas.
Yeah, Shevach Vahidu. Yeah, but it's the same thing, no? That the Shevach Vaidu has to come before the Atzrochim. I would think it's the same thing, no? I mean, neither am I talking about Shonetz. He's talking about Shlomo Melech's Tefillah. He's talking about Moshe's Tefillah. But we're learning out from them. I would think it's the same thing. No. First he gives the whole Shevach to Hashem, and then it says, continues the Gemara. There's really two bakoshes over there. One is Ebronov, one is Ve'ere. He said the first one Hashem did not give him, but the second one he did give him. He let him see. He said, Aleinu Urei, Yisoretz. is Omer Blazer Gdoyle Tfila Yosem Imaisim Toivim. Shein Lecho Godel Bimaisim Toivim Yosem Imaisha Rabbeinu. And yet that didn't get him what he wanted. Afalpiki Lonella Lebetfilo Shenem Al Toisev Daber Elai Oid Badovoraze the Somachla Ale Resha Pizgo. Rashi says, "B'dvar tefila zuba dovar zenis ratzeis la'roischo." Oh, so it's talking because of the tefila that you're getting alei reisha pizgo soinecho urei. Remember, Lezer Gedoy l'tainis yosem in atzdoka. My taimo zebegufo v'zebemamoinai. Stoka is in the wallet. Tainis is in the guf. The Gemara says similarly that Gimlis Chasodim is more than Tzedaka. So we saw this Beguvar as Mamona. And Mashiach points out, it's an interesting thing here. We had a Gemara a long time ago. What was it? Vov Omer Beis, some of the... Yeah, Vov Omer Beis. Igris de Tainisu Tzidkisu. Igra de Tainisu Tzidkisu. Pshuto, that means over there that the main point of the Tainis is the Tzedaka that you give at the end of the day. And a whole bunch of eager to this, eager to that. Eager kibble schar of this is that. Is eager the tiny said stokel? They used to give stokel the panosas or anim at the end of the day. And that Gemara would appear that the whole point, that the high point of the tinyness is that you give stokel. Here the Gemara is saying, God will tinyness, yosem in that stokel. The Mashiach says that the Gemara back there didn't mean that. The Mashiach meant over there, eager to the tiny said tzidkis. That without the tzedakah, you don't have a complete tainus. But not that the most important part of the tainus is the tzedakah. But the truth, if you look at the Rashi, it sounds the other way. It's an interesting problem here. What? Okay, Mi'yitchelbi, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay, I get you. Yeah, yes, that's what it says there. But the Gemara, this seems to say a little different, but okay. Okay. Oh, my blessed. Gdele tefila yosem in ha-karbonis. Tefila is more than karbonis. Shenemar in chazoin yishayosh, they don't lomali roiv zivcheichem. Lomali roiv zivcheichem, yemer Hashem. I had enough of your korbanos. And then it says, and the, one second, what does it say? No, so Siva, don't bring anymore. Then it says, "Uporischem kapechem." When you spread out your hands, "Alim einaimikem." I won't listen. Which passes gam kisarbu tefila and enishomeya. So first, Hashem says, "I don't want to have anything from your korbanos." And then he says, I don't want to hear your tefillah seed, I'm not interested. So in Stan Zerashi, obviously tefillah is more than karbonis. Because if karbonis was more than tefillah, he already said he's had it with karbonis, I'm not interested. He has to say again, and I don't want your tefillah either. It sounds like tefillah is more. I don't want your karbonis. Could be tefillah I will take, because that's a higher madrega. I don't want that either. Lomli rose of chechem, ksibu porischem kapech. So Rashi learns. He loved the gedolei tefillah. If not, the tefillah would be more. You came in the home. Normally, rose zivcheichem. Normally, super parischem. I feel zivcheichem lo nichalei. Meantime, we learn another thing from here because upa parischem kapeichem can also be understood as nesias kapayim duchenim. It says over there upa parischem kapeichem. I won't listen. Alameni mekem. Why? Yedeichem domim moleyu. Because you killed people, you have blood on your hands. We learn from there that a kohen shehoreges hanefesh can't duchen. Om Rav Yochanan kol kohen shehoreges hanefesh lo yisro es kapov shenema yodeichem domim moleyu. That's a big esek. If you see these tyson that they bring, a sanhedrin and yevomis, the clear gemaras that a rotzeach is kosher to the avoider. The Gemara is Kavol Chomer. What's Deichidus? What's it? That's clear from the Gemara, and it's a clear thing. The Mi Mizrachi Techen Olamus. If a Kohen is about to do the Avoda and he has to go to be killed, we pull him away. But if he's already in the middle of the Avoda, we let him stay. Fraktais Olovas is Posel Avoda. If they says you see his Koshel Avoda, I just Gemara. If they says a Chum Rabalma, it's not a real din. And then Tais says another thing. It's very interesting. That the chumra is only on the siyas kapayim. Ubeporischem kapeichem yodim yadechem domim oleyu. Itaka will not pass lavoidim the chumra. Like he has a big geizik. There's a tesiyontiv in Bechoyrus that seems to say, towards the end of the seventh parag, there's a tesiyontiv that seems to say that a murderer is possible avoider. And Reb Kreig and Shemel, they all jump from these toises. Tois is not that way. It's not true. It's only Nesias Kapayim. Vom Reb Loza. Biyoyim Shechora Beis Hamigdosh Nina Rushari Tefillah. Doesn't bode well for us, but somehow the tefillah is a shracha ma'aseh. Shenem agamki ezak v'ashav ve'ifai damit sosam tefillos. He sealed it. Vav abish shari tefillah ninalu shari dimo loy ninalu. Dimo can always break through. Shenem ar, it's hard to see how they see it. Rashi learns this thing shari. Shimo tefillosi Hashem v'shavosi ha'azino el dimosi al techrash. So Rashi Bo Metzia learns, I think it's a simple pshat, he learns, Shimot Filosi is like a Loshim Bakosha. When it comes to Dimo, he doesn't ask, he says it. Al Demosi Al Techa. So you see, it's taken for granted that the Dimo will go through, even though he's asking for the Tefillah. Here Rashi learns interesting. Here Rashi says, since he did, he said, El Demosi Al Techrash, don't not accept my Demos. He doesn't say, Demosi Tire, look at my tears. Because it's clear that Hashem sees the tears. He just has to ask him, Shetiskabalu Fonuk. So Rashi learns it. I think the Pshat B'Metzia is simpler. This is B'Loshim Bakosh, and this is stating, Al Demosi Al Techrash, a fact. Dimo goes through. Rova, very interesting. Lo Goza Tainisu B'Yom, they wouldn't be Goza Tainis on a cloudy day. Mishum Shenem Avayt Eicho. Sakoysa Be'onon L'cho. Loch. Me'avor Tfilo. Somehow there's a chesmen there that the Onon, a cloud, somehow stop our tefillahs from going up. Vom Reb Loza Me'em Shechor Beis HaMikdash Nifsiko was put between a Schemas Barzel. Ben Yisrael Avim Shebashumayim. Shenem Avato Ben Odom Yipot Sinam Lepoz. Don't say that, but anyway. Vato Kach Lecho Machvaz Bon. It tells you Cheskel, a symbolic of what's going on. Kal Yisrael Kach Lecho Machvaz Barzel. Machvaz a frying pan, I think. Something it does, yeah. That's talking about me. What is that? Somebody here mentions it. I'm not sure even this. That's the Gabe. Have a tefillah but see what it is. Yulinian hatfilah the rachmeko omad the eino nishmas kol kach miyem shechora beis hamigdash avol the inyan shibcho yizborach borachu lekdushu borachu amin afil michil shabbaz. I'm talking about shalavim shabashomayim. He somehow splits, but in the shvach goes through, but the bakoshes have to run interference. Om Reb Chanan Reb Chanina, kol amarich b'tfiloso, if you marich b'tfilo, ein tfiloso chozeres reiko. You keep davening, it'll get through. Menolan mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar v'aspalel al Hashem. Some say it really should say the pasuk later, v'asnapel al Hashem aboy miyam k'yom ha-rishoinim. With a psukim that showed that Moshe kept pushing those 40 days. Uksiv v'asrei v'yishma Hashem el agam b'pamayi. Ein is a dosh state the marach b'tfiloso is a good zach. Vomer b'chia barabo rabbi and kol amarach b'tfiloso u ma'ayin bo. Ma'ayin bo means he relies on, he assumes it's going to be answered. As I should say, the ma'ayin bo mitzapa shetayosa bakoshos haidei arochoso. So bully day cave lave, you're going to have a disappointment. Shenema tocheles memushocha and schlepped out longing machlo lave. It gives heart problems. When you're waiting for someone that doesn't come, it's not healthy. So Zachariah, that's what's going to happen here. I'm sure I'm going to get it. It's not going to be answered, and you're going to wind up with a tocheles memushocha. You know, you daven, it doesn't come, you get sick. Maita kante, what should he do? Yasuk b'toyra. Because the end of that pasuk in Mishnah is ve'eitz chayim taivo bo. Eitz chayim, which is toyra, then tie them what you want, you'll get. Vein eitz chayim al toyra, shem eitz chayim il mazikim bo. Whatever it is, no shteit marak b'tilos, and ikin gutezah. And don't shteit marak b'tilos, so is eitz vilos chazeres reikom. Here it says, you're not going to get it, tocheles b'mushocha. Loi kashe. Ho de marak hu mayin bo, de marak lo mayin bo. Person's ma'arich b'tfiloso, avad it will come. Person's ma'arich b'tfiloso, and he relies on him. He assumes, oh, I daven gvaldik, it's definitely coming. That's the problem. The problem is the attitude here. You can't be sure when you daven that he's going to be answered. That you can't do. Omer Ebchama, and that's why Tois points out, you'll find the steerus in Chazal. There are places where iyun tfilo, Sounds like a good thing. There are places where it's considered a bad thing. Three things a person is not nitzel from. Erur Aveira, Gezler Aveira, and Iyun Tefillah. They says, Iyun Tefillah that's good means having kavon and you're davening. Think about what you're doing. But the Iyun Tefillah where you daven with a feeling of certainty, he's going to answer me, that's a bad thing. That's not to be done. Okay. Om Reb Chamo, Reb Chanin, and Rodom, Shispal, Velo Nene, Yazav Yispal, what can I tell you? Damo, Shenemar, it's what we say now every day. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazek V'yamitz Lebecho, Nekaveh El Hashem, keep going. Toner Rabbonon, Yadua Dike Gemor, Abot Tzrichim Chizuk, four things need Chizuk. Says Rashi, Tzrichim Chizuk, She Yischazek Odom Bohem, Tomid Bekol Koichoy. Four things you gotta keep working at. No autopilots. Veilan Torah, Maisim Toivim, Tefillah, V'Derech Eretz. Entering Rashi there. Look, Rashi. Derech, what's mean Derech Eretz? Whatever your business is, you got to do it right. Im Uman Hu, Leum Nasa. He's an artisan. He works with his hands. And it's chiz, you got to always work the Jew properly. Im Soicheru, Litzcherasa. Im Ish Milchama, I have to be a soldier. Limilchamto. It's Tzrichim Chizuk. Like we said, Kaveh Hashem, Chazak v'yamitzvah, Kaveh Hashem, Derech Eretz minayin, Shenema Chazek v'nischazek ba'arameinu. They were going to Melchoma there against Amoy. Yoyev is talking, I forgot right now to whom. That's why Rashi, by the way, threw in over there, because the marker is like coming from Melchoma. Well, when it's Chazak, I'm supposed to be talking about Melchoma. Okay. We just had the recent Haftarah. Azovani Hashem, Vashem Shechoni. It's the same thing. Azovani Hashem, he forgot me. But it's not. It's a different step. Omer Klogish. Omer Knesset Yisrof, that comes to Baruch. Ribbon Shalom. Adam Noisei Ish Al Ishto. He takes a second wife, Al Ishto Rishoina. Zoyche Maisa Rishoina. A one can have a wife, loses her, Rechman Litzon takes a second wife, but still remembers the first wife. Dosa Azavuni, but not Shechuni. But he could have a massive week, he marries the second woman, forgets the first woman altogether. That's Azavuni, you Shechuni, that's what you did to us. Ato Azavtani, is Iyesh Rishon, Zeche Maisa Rishon. Ato Azavtani, you Shechtan, with Shechachtani, he forgot us altogether. Oma La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Biti. Klal Yisrael, Herzach Ein Klal Yisrael. Yud Beis Mazolis Barosi Barokia. I made Yud Beis Mazolis. V'al kol mazel u'mazel, on every mazel, Barosi Shloishim Chayim. Rosh Gayos, all these words mean types of levels of offices. Al kol chayil v'chayil, so every mazel is 30 chayil. Every chayil was l'shloshim ligyoin. All these words, Rashi says, mishmoy shel sorora. Levels, corporals, lieutenants, captains, dos, different levels up. Ligyon, 30 ligyons. Al kol ligyon v'ligyon, boros l'shloshim riatin. Al kol riatin v'riatin, boros l'shloshim karton. Al karton v'karton, boros l'shloshim gistero. Al kol gistero v'gistero, t'lisi boi, shloish v'yoyis v'shishim v'chamisha alfei riboy kechovim, Keneged Yemoy Sachamo, V'kulon Lo Barosi, the whole geshäft, and it comes out a couple of million over there, more, what? 3.6 billion, okay. Elo Bishvileich, the ganze geshäft is for you, Klal Yisroel. The At Amrat Azavtani Yishachatoni. I didn't forget you, Klal Yisroel. Anyway, are the 3.6 billion stars? Look at Yaivitz, I can't say so, got to do the Yaivitz here. Because in the science books of a certain time, there were only kach v'kach. But he says, kayodua, the tiviyim, as the diaries go on, the scientists know more than the old scientists. And they could say they're discovering more stars with the big mashkefes sort of thing, with the telescope. And he's got a number there. He says, that's only in the Milky Way. And there's places that haven't hit yet. So there's no problem with the 3.6 billion doctor. Okay. Oh. The next verse there, the Kli Yisrael zok, "Atayim etzina zavani Hashem, Hashem shechoni." Zok the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dalton, "Hasishkach isha ulo." Would a woman forget her child? May Rachem ben Bitna from having rachmanis and loving her child? Interesting. The next pasuk there is Gam Eila Siskachno Vanochi Lo Yeshkochich. You know, Hashem is saying, Hasiskach Isha Ula, would a woman forget her child? May Rachem Ben Bitna from having Rachmanis on her own child? Gam Eila Tishkachno, even if they would, even Komaz Amatzah, that a mother will forget her child, and me, Vanochi Lo Yeshkach, I won't forget you. But Chazal are turning it a little differently. Kali Yisrael is saying, Omer Von, you remember us so well. Now that you remember us so well, we're scared. Maybe you will not. You'll not forget the Maiso Egel. Omer Lo Gamelus Ishkachno. In the pasuk, it means it's like a rhetoric. Gamelus Ishkachno. Even if the woman forget a child, I won't forget you. They're learning. You know, Gamelus Ishkachno. I will forget Eile. Eila's Maiso Egel. Eila Lehecha Yisroel. Gam Eila Sishkachno. Omer Lefona Rebbeinu Shaloyel. Now the other way. If you do forget, maybe you'll forget the good parts. Hove Yeh Shikho Liftechisech Voidecho. Shemo Tishkach Li Maiso Sinai. Maybe you'll forget that. Omer Lefona Anochi Lo Yeshkochich. Anochi. Sinai Lo Yeshkochich. Vahein Adom Rablozer Rebbeinu. Shemai Dechsid Gam Eila Tishkachno Zeh Maiso Egel. Anochi Lo Yeshkochich Zeh Maiso Sinai. I'm sure it's a very good kash. He'll forget the Maiso Egel. We impog the Eschem of Fokarati. That in any Oynish we ever get, there's always a piece of the Egel. He does not forget the Egel. The Egel's always there with us. Bravo. He's Machalik. Eila Mazzeh lost the Lovo. He passed me. I'm not sure what he means. There's an Eila Mazzeh when he manages us, he doesn't forget the Egel. But eventually, when it's all over, it will be like it's forgotten. I don't know. Take a look at Chassidim Arishayim, the Mishnah said, for you shoyin shoachas, then they would dab. Menoni mila rishublan levi omakro ashrei yoishrei veisecho, and then ojaluchas sela. First dab zayin yoishrei veisecho. Vom rishublan levi amispalot zorch lishu shoachas achat filosoi. Shenemar ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecho, and then yeshu yishor mesponecho. Tani nami hochem spalot zorch yishu shoachas kenu tfiloso, shoachas achat filoso, kenu tfiloso minayin shemashu yeshrei veisecho, lachat tfiloso minayin tzibach tzadikim yoidu lishmecho, yeshu yishor mesponecho. Toner Rabbonon, the famous Gemara, they sat an hour before the davening, an hour after the davening, an hour davening. It's 3 hours. Times it's 9 hours a day to a davening. What did the world happen to the rest of their life? Zokta Beinu Yoyna Aka, from here you see that when the Mishnah says Shoh and Shoh Achas, sometimes Chazal means Shoh Achas, a time, 3 minutes. Here Taka means an hour. You see the Gemara took it literally. There's not a kashi here. Toner Rabbonon, Toner Sinu Shoh and Shoh Achas, Shoh and Shoh Achas. It's an interesting thing. For you see, Mincha took as long as Shacharis. It's not the Sach, I don't know. The same hour was for Shacharis. What's going on over here? What? Before? Meditate. They think, I know it's a difficult thing, we don't know what it's all about. You're right. Our span of concentration is 0.1 microseconds if you're a student. To think about some random, so try to think about something for 2 minutes without interruption. It's very hard. Because well, the cell phone ring then. It's a problem. But okay, didn't have cell phones, that's the mind. Okay. Anyway, Toyrosan Heich Mishtameres, Umlachton Heich Nasis. When they make a living, it's interesting this Gemara. Toyrosan Heich Mishtameres. How did they remember their learning? Because Madaf Chazarin. So Gemara didn't ask how did they know their learning? Apparently there was enough time to learn. The problem is, how did they remember their learning? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but swimming with that schedule, how'd they ever learn? Cool. But oh, they picked it up late, I hear. Okay. I didn't see that. Okay. Ella, Zogdi Gomer, Mitzor Shech Sidemein, Toyrosa Mishtameres, Umlachto Mizboreches. It works out. Toyrosa Mishtameres, Besoich Libam, Shein Talmudah Mishtakach. That comes from Ashamayim already. Umlachto Mizboreches. I have no shtickle, huh? You don't stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei, even to say hello to the president. Zakt Rashi Shaloya again, and we said it then when we learned the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said, you're talking about Sakona, you stop at the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You're talking about a goy, you can take your head off, you say hello, there's nothing you can do about it. Meisvei HaMispal Bro Anos Bo Kinegdo, a gangster, Ro Korn Bo Kinegdo, Lo Ye Mapsik, don't stop. El Makatzvei, look, finish davening quickly. They say shorten each bracha like we said before. But here it says you can stop. Here it says don't stop. Finish up. Loy kasha. Fosha. Hod efshel katzer. The side gear says he's a. Hod loy efshel katzer. Efshel katzer. Mekatzer. Lo mabzik. If you get, if the guy's over there, you see you have a space 4 minutes. Your middle shwan esser. If you cut shwan esser down, you can finish. Pashtetz finish. Why not? If you can't, you can be mabzik. Ton rabbonim ma'ase b'chotzed echod. Shoy mispalo baderech. Vosar echod. V'nosel l'shola. Well, he has a he continued with Shmoneh Esrei. Him didn't lodge. You see him too lost. He was a nice guy, somewhat of a nice guy, anyway. And he waited the goy till he finished davening, and then he came over the head. Like Hashem to go somewhere. Reika, meaning empty headed. Well, uksu kosev it. I can be ustab isl. Al kosev b'toyraschem. Rak yishom al choshvan avshikol. Uksin nishmatel nol nesegim. What did you do over there? You risked your life. You know what I mean? I could have taken your head off. You know, your own Torah says you can't do things like that. If I took your head off with a sword, somebody would come and ask me, who cares? I mean, the blood of a Jew is not worth too much. I could do what I want to you. What are you doing here? Calm down until I am a fayis. It says, if you were standing for Melibos of the dom, and your friend came and said hello, would you answer him? Had you answered your friend when you're talking to the king, what would they do to you? Hey, this guy has one pizman, he has one refrain. If he said to be heading, they would have taken my head off. So the chassid said, you're afraid to interrupt your discussion with a mortal king. You're not allowed to be misakin yourself. And Mashiach says that. But Wuzogin had a chosid knew this guy and he knew he wouldn't do it. He knew there wouldn't be that extreme repercussions over there.